so much. I told Paul that I want to go back home, and he said, well, if we can get 50 people to show up, it would be great to go talk to a few people. I'm not an expert at head counts, but I have a feeling we got more than 50.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Is everybody here from Iowa? Are there any Illinoisans here? Yeah. Thank you. It is so good to be here. We got an Arizonan over there. Hello. Yeah, it's so funny. I was on the campaign trail. You all know I ran for governor. And yeah, please. I did win.
Yeah.
Today, it's how hard can you steal an election is really how they are taking our elections. And that's one of the reasons that I'm here today. Because I really feel every state I go to, people tell me, Carrie, don't stop fighting. We saw what happened in Arizona. We saw what happened in 2020. How long can this go on? And so I said, I want to go to Iowa because Iowa leads the whole charge when it comes to presidential politics, right? You guys see everyone come through here every 4 years, and you need to take that. I know you take that responsibility seriously, but you need to start calling out these candidates and say, where do you stand on election integrity? Mm-hmm. Because if we keep having elections stolen, it doesn't matter how good the candidate is, doesn't matter how good the policy is. Our movement in Arizona is so massive, and I don't say was, because I think it's even stronger today than it was on November 8th. And we ran a perfect campaign. Now I see we actually have some of our friends in the media there. They'll try to disparage us and say it was flawed. We ran a perfect campaign. We had a perfect movement, and we continue to have that perfect movement. Not a darn thing changed other than they stole the election. The movement is still here. We still have the mama bears with us. Any mama bears in this crowd?
Woo!
I know there's some papa bears out there, too, who are really, if I can say it, pissed off about the way the world's going. And yes. We need that protective papa bear influence in our lives as well. But we can have the best policy. We can have the best candidates. We can have the best ideas to turn things around. And if they continue to steal our elections, it really won't matter. Mm-hmm. And so my advice to you as candidates come in is ask them, where do you stand on election integrity? Because a lot of them don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, anything they don't want us to talk about is what we should be talking about right now.
Yeah.
If you know, I got into politics, I didn't know a thing about it other than I covered it from my long career as a journalist. I had to call the AZGOP and say, how do you run for office? I didn't even know how to run for office. I truly am a citizen candidate. And they kind of walked me through the steps. And I had a few people who were political types come in and they said, okay, don't talk about COVID. Don't talk about vaccines. Don't talk about masks. Don't talk about the election, 2020. Whatever you do, don't talk about stolen elections. And I said, well, those are the important issues right now. Those are the things we've got to talk about. And so I just took all of those rules, I threw them in the circular file, and I set off to just talk to people. And we need that. We need some common sense. We need some Iowa common sense all over this country. Woo! God gifted me, very humble beginnings growing up in a large family here in Iowa. And I credit that for my integrity and the policies we put forth. Just good old common sense. Let's work hard and get some stuff done. And that is what we all need. In every state in this country, we need a lot more Iowa, I think. So I'm so blessed to have grown up here and driving around town the last day or so has been, I did hit Happy Joe's already. I did Rudy's Tacos. I did Whitey's Ice Cream. You know what I'm missing? Hungry Hobo. And probably a few other things. So it's such a great place to grow up. And it's a great place to live. I know a lot of people are moving back to Iowa. Believe me, I thought about it. After this election was stolen from us, I thought maybe Iowa. There's some common sense there. They actually run their elections pretty well. You probably know that, right? We need all 50 states to run their elections like they do here in Iowa, with honesty, with integrity, and with transparency. And these people back in the media don't want us talking about it. Now, I've been asked to do an interview with the Washington Post after this. What do you guys think? Should I do it or not?
No.
This is Jeff Bezos.
No!
I don't know if you've had a chance to see some of the interviews. When I first got into politics, I said, I don't want to even talk to these people. They're so dishonest. They're pushing propaganda. they're destroying this country. Why would I even want to talk to them? And then I started talking to them, and I realized that it was kind of fun to give them hell. Somebody, my husband said to me after like the first five interviews I did where I left the reporter kind of scrambling and running off, he said, now everybody knows what it's like to have an argument with my wife. I never win it. So I think I will do it. She's back there, and I'm hopefully, where are you, the Washington Post reporter? Hopefully you're going to be honest. Calling her out. We're gonna ask some honest questions. We're going to get some honest answers, and I'm looking for... They are liars, actually. I didn't say that. This was the Iowa person. I only speak the truth, right? They are liars, and we laugh about it, but it is so dangerous right now. Because we turn the news on, and we don't know if what they're saying is the truth, if it's completely the opposite. They lied to us about the origins of COVID. They lied to us about the 2020 election. They wouldn't even touch the evidence that came forward in 2020. Then they tried to tell us that Joe Biden is the most popular president of the world.
Whoa! Whoa!
China!
Whoa!
As I like to say, we didn't just fall off the turnip truck yesterday, okay? We don't insult our intelligence. Don't insult our intelligence. So we know that they lied also about the 2022 election. And we can't continue to have elections run the way they were. Let me tell you a little bit about what happened. I don't want to give you all the details because if I did, we'd be here all day, and I know it's tight in this crowd. We ran a perfect campaign with the perfect policies to get Arizona out of the mess it's in. Everybody in Arizona, just so you know, everybody in Arizona wants that border secure.
Yeah. We do too.
Yes.
And I stood up with the best, strongest, most aggressive border policy that this country had ever seen. And I said, day one, my hand comes off the Bible. We declare an invasion on our southern border and get to work. Day one, we're going to start bringing our legislators together, putting forth legislation so that we never have another stolen, botched election in Arizona, because we're tired of being known as the banana republic of states when it comes to elections. And I think that the powers that be were so afraid, they went, holy smokes, she is going to do that. She's actually going to do what she says, because I'm not controlled by the Uniparty. I'm not controlled by the political elite. I'm just controlled by the mama bears and papa bears and the people. We the people. And that's how it should be. And that's why they said, we got to do something to stop her. They tried. They put 300,000 ballots in before Election Day with no chain of custody. These are phony, fake ballots. That still wasn't enough to stop we the people. And 2 days after Election, they pumped 25,000 more ballots with zero chain of custody. Now, what they did on Election Day is really the most egregious. Our supporters showed up. 75% of the people showing up on Election Day voting for me because they want some sanity in Arizona. They want secure borders. They want secure elections. 75% of the people showing up on Election Day showed up, and right away there were troubles on Election Day. They sabotaged Election Day by intentionally printing the wrong image on the ballots. 19-inch image on a 20-inch ballot that jammed the tabulator machines. A quarter of a million ballots were spit out unreadable on Election Day. The lines were 4 hours long. And guess where they did this? At 60% of all voting centers, primarily in Republican areas. They disenfranchised intentionally Republican voters. If this would have happened in an inner city, in a minority community, the left would be up in arms, and they should be. If this would have happened to Democrat voters, I would be up in arms. I think that every single person in here cares so much about this country. You don't want to see a Democrat disenfranchised. You don't want to see an independent disenfranchised or a Republican. You don't want Americans disenfranchised. Our money, when it comes to the border, they are disenfranchising us every single day. And that's why I believe that America First policies are absolutely the only way out of the mess that this political elite has caused.
Thank you.
America First Republican voters. great. How many of you actually really, even here in Iowa, really truly care about election security and election integrity? Arms to the media. They don't think anybody wants to talk about it. See, guys, if you would actually report honestly on election integrity and talk about the problems, your viewership would go up.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
If you have started consuming a lot less fake news. Consuming fake news? Nobody. Okay, well then we're in a very smart room here. We're in a very smart room. So I am just so honored to be here. I tried to do everything that would make my family proud when I was on the campaign trail. I tried to do everything that would make Arizonans proud, that would make moms and dads proud. And I got that from growing up in Iowa. Behaving in a way that when someone says something bad about you, nobody believes it. And I'm telling you, during the campaign, I saw a study. It said 87% of Republican candidates, the fake news covers negatively. And in this same study, they said there's one candidate, Republican candidate, who 100% of the news that was written about them was negative, and it was me. And that means they're afraid. One of the headlines was the most dangerous politician in the country. And I'm just having my morning coffee. I scroll down. I'm expecting to see President Trump because they treated him the same way. And here it is, little old me. Just this little old, you know, kid from Iowa. And I'm like, I'm the most dangerous. What was that? Dangerous to Democrats. Dangerous to the status quo. Because let's face it, the status quo isn't working. Our border is affecting not just Arizona, it's affecting Iowa. I heard recently at the high school I went to, they had pulled a vape pen out. They thought it had been laced with fentanyl. This fentanyl crisis originates between the CCP and the Mexican drug cartels. And you might say, the CCP, really? That China? Yeah, this is China. I know you probably already aware of this. China is trying to destroy our young generation. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to do that by poisoning them. I've talked to more parents on the campaign trail. The worst thing in the world, the worst thing in the world is watching a mother come up to you, watching a grandmother come up to you. It always came in after the event, and you could see the sadness in their face, and they would grab you in the arm and say, I lost my 19-year-old son to fentanyl poisoning. He took one pill. This wasn't a kid who's a junkie. This is a kid who took one pill, thought it was a Xanax. Thought it was an Ambien. One pill of anything really frankly shouldn't kill you, unless you're being poisoned. And that's what China's doing to us. And if you don't think that they can destroy a society and a generation, then look back at history, the opium wars. They're trying to inflict that kind of damage on America. And we gotta have political leaders who have the wherewithal to stand up and say, not on my watch. And that's what I'm willing to do. I just am here today first to see some. I'm looking over here and seeing some of my family. Raise your hands, family. Right there. We have a family of 9, 8 girls, 1 boy.
Wow.
And then we kind of not officially adopted one, but we brought one in, Lisa Shank right here, one of our dear. She actually drove me my first day to kindergarten and dropped me off. I think I was the only kid who kind of walked in with just a little nudge in the door rather than a mom and dad standing there. But I was so blessed to have 8 older siblings, 7 of them sisters who really were moms to me as well. We grew up on Sycamore Terrace, and as crazy as our house was with always a million kids running around and a messes, every other kid wanted to be at our house. So even though we had 9 kids, sometimes we'd have like 20 kids in the house because it was the house where all the fun was. And it's just that upbringing that really set me on the course, the tough parenting a little bit. My dad was a football coach out at North Scott High School. Any Lancers here in the crowd? Yeah! Oh my gosh, that's great. All right, 3rd generation Lancer over there. So my dad was a football coach and he raised 9 kids. And he primarily was the most important person in my life, I will say that, and lost him over a decade ago, and I still miss him every day. But he taught us to fight, to stand up, Stay in the fight when it's a worthy fight. Do not back down. And you don't have to be rude. You can be Iowa nice, although I have tried a lot of Iowa nice lately, and I'm starting to think maybe I need to try a little Iowa. How do I say it? I'm not going to say the word I'm thinking. I'll say a little Iowa witch, okay? We start Iowa nice, right? And then we start moving it up until we get to, like, the Iowa witch part. And I'm about to go Iowa witch on the media, okay? Goes to like irritated, and then when she goes full on mom is pissed off mode, you do not want to be around that. And that's where I think Americans are right now. We've done everything right. We do the work, we show up, we pay our taxes, it goes over to Ukraine while our border's wide open. I just had Pierce Morgan grill me on Ukraine yesterday, I think it was, or the day before. And I said, Pierce, I traveled to Arizona 525 days. I never met one Arizonan who said, we've got to do more for Ukraine. Conversely, do more for our veterans. Try to get people who are homeless off the streets, get them better, get them into the workforce. We want to get our border straightened out. $100 billion plus has been sent to Ukraine. If we sent a fraction of that to Arizona, nobody in this room would have to hear the word fentanyl again. Nobody would have to know the mother who lost a child. Happy to be back here because I was told from my team you can never go to Iowa again. I said, why? When I was running, I go, I want to go home. I haven't been home for a while. And they're like, you can't go to Iowa. Why can't you go? I go to Iowa because they're going to think you're running for something. And I said, but I'm from Iowa. You mean to tell me I can never go back home because they might think I'm running for something? I am focused 100% on our court case. I want you to know. Yes, thank you. This it was like a Rocky move over there. The media wants people to think the court case is dead and over.
Oh, they introduced you.
Have you read that or heard that? Because they lie about it. Our court case is in the appeals court, and we're taking it all the way to the Supreme Court. It's the right thing to do. I got onto my dad, and I kind of talked circularly, and now I'm going back over to him. But he said, stay in the fight. But if you lose with dignity, you shake the other person's hand and you walk away. I didn't lose, so I'm not doing that. Like I said, the appeals court, they're deciding it right now. They're, you know, they kind of work on their own sweet time. God bless them. We need you to say prayers for the judges. We're about to find out truly how corrupt our system is because we have a mountain of evidence, and we have the law on our side. And if we cannot contest elections that are dirty, rotten, horrible, stolen elections, then we're in trouble. And I believe that we will find some judges who have the courage to do the right thing. The question was, well, we're here, you're running for Senate. And I said, well, I'm focused on my court case. But I will tell you this, if I am so dangerous, and by me, I mean we, because what I represent is we the people. I'm just standing up here representing the people, giving the government back to the people. My dad was also a government teacher, and that's what, the government belongs to us. You know, we all know that here in Iowa. And I want to give the government back to we the people. When you are elected, you work for the people. You're not their boss, they are your boss. And by extension me, that they are willing to steal a election right in front of our eyes in broad daylight and think we're going to go away. Well, they messed with the wrong people, okay? Yes. So as I said, when it comes to the Senate run, my number one focus is running and taking control of the Arizona governorship because we deserve that and we fought for that and we voted for that. But if for some reason that doesn't go our way someone said Trump VP. I love President Trump. I will do everything in my power to get that man elected. Someone said, Carrie, you don't have to close it up so much to President Trump. You know, you can just step. I mean, but I like the guy. I'm not doing this for any gain. I truly love the man because he gave up so much. He did a lot for Iowa. He did a lot for Iowa farmers. He did a lot for Americans. And I want him back in because I think that there's only one person who can take this mess that Joe Biden has gotten our country into. Where we're teetering on who knows what, World War III, a collapse of our economy, who knows what's possible. There's only one man I know who can get in there immediately and turn this around, and that is President Donald J. Trump. Great candidates in the Republican Party, unlike the Democrat Party. They roll people out like Katie Hobbs and Joe Biden, and they expect us to believe that that's what people want, and we know people don't want that. Meanwhile, we've got great candidates on the Republican Party, and on our side, we've got so many great candidates that if our elections were really fair, I believe the ranks of Congress, the Senate, I think a White House, I think all the state governorships would be Republican. Yeah. If elections were fair. We're about common sense. So I will explore other runs if need be, but I will not let the fake news media and the people behind a stolen election make me and we the people go away, because that's just not going to happen. Like I said, if we get 50 people, that's going to be a huge crowd. This tells me either none of you guys have the same social life that I do, which is non-existent, or this tells me, I have a feeling this is it, you care so much about not just Scott County, Iowa, and not just the beautiful heartland of America, but you care about this country and your patriots. I almost am tearing up thinking about all of these amazing, hardworking Iowans showing up to welcome me home. And it's not going to be the last time I'm here. I was so happy to visit with my family yesterday. And I will be back. I'm going to do what I can to help President Trump win. I'm going to do, most importantly, what I can to bring about election reform, election integrity. It is the issue. What happens in Arizona to be security. We want our border secure. We don't want people pouring in illegally. We don't want drugs pouring in. We want honest elections. And when we have a good, healthy Arizona, that actually impacts the entire country. And that's what I'm aiming for. So thank you, Iowa, so much for coming out.